Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Academic Writing for Graduate Students: Essential Tasks and Skills by John M. Swales and Christine B. Feek is a widely used guide to graduate-level academic writing, especially for students working in English as an additional language. Published by the University of Michigan Press, the book belongs to the field of English for academic purposes and is designed for classroom use, guided study, or disciplined self-study, or discipline. Its central purpose is not simply to teach grammar or polish sentences, but to help emerging scholars understand how academic texts work within disciplinary communities. The book explains how audience, purpose, genre, evidence, and rhetorical structure shape effective academic communication through tasks, analysis, and language-focused sections. It asks students to examine real academic writing problems such as summarizing sources, critiquing research, presenting claims, and positioning themselves in relation to other scholars. Its value lies in connecting language choices to intellectual and rhetorical goals. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, academic writing as participation in a disciplinary community. A central contribution of the book is its treatment of academic writing as social participation rather than private expression. Graduate students are not only producing assignments, they are learning how to enter conversations already shaped by disciplinary expectations. Swales and Feek emphasize that writers must consider who will read the text, what the text is meant to accomplish, and what conventions govern the genre being used. This perspective is especially important for international graduate students, because problems in academic writing often arise not from lack of intelligence or ideas, but from unfamiliarity with implicit academic norms. The book therefore encourages students to notice how scholars make claims, define problems, review prior work, qualify conclusions, and signal relevance. By linking writing to audience and purpose, it moves beyond generic advice such as be clear or be formal. It shows that clarity itself depends on context. A literature review, critique, abstract, or research discussion each requires different rhetorical decisions. The practical implication is that graduate writers must learn to read as analysts of form as well as content, studying how published academic texts organize knowledge and establish credibility. Secondly, task-based learning that turns writing instruction into analysis and practice. The book is known for a task-based methodology that makes students active investigators of academic discourse. Instead of presenting rules in isolation, it asks learners to compare examples, identify patterns, discuss alternatives, and apply principles to their own writing. This approach reflects the reality that academic writing cannot be mastered through memorizing fixed templates alone. Writers must make situated decisions, and tasks provide controlled opportunities to practice those decisions. Analytic group discussion is especially useful because graduate students often bring different disciplinary assumptions into the classroom. And a phrase that seems appropriately cautious in one field may appear vague in another. A direct critique may be expected in some contexts and too forceful in others. By examining examples collaboratively, students become more conscious of the range of acceptable academic choices. The exercises also slow down the writing process, making visible the decisions experienced scholars may make automatically. This structure supports both language development and rhetorical awareness, because learners see how sentence-level choices serve larger purposes, such as narrowing a topic, emphasizing a contribution, or evaluating prior research. Thirdly, genre awareness is a foundation for summaries, critiques, and research texts. Swales and Feek place strong emphasis on genre consciousness, meaning the ability to recognize recurring forms and purposes in academic communication. The book pays particular attention to essential graduate tasks, such as writing summaries and critiques, because these genres train students to handle source material responsibly. A summary requires more than shortening a text. It requires identifying main claims, representing the source accurately, and choosing what details matter for a specific purpose. A critique adds another layer by asking the writer to evaluate reasoning, evidence, method, or significance without merely expressing personal opinion. These tasks prepare students for larger academic projects, including literature reviews and research papers, where writers must synthesize prior scholarship and define their own position. Genre awareness helps students avoid two common problems: copying surface forms without understanding their function, and treating all academic assignments as if they shared the same structure. By connecting genre to purpose, the book teaches that academic forms are not arbitrary restrictions. They are conventions that help readers know what kind of intellectual work is being performed and how to interpret the writer's stance toward sources. Fourthly, language focus tied to rhetorical purpose rather than isolated correctness. One of the book's distinguishing features is its treatment of language as a resource for accomplishing rhetorical goals. Its language-focused sections do not present grammar merely as error correction. They connect linguistic choices to academic functions. For example, academic writers often need to qualify claims, indicate degrees of certainty, compare findings, report previous research, and distinguish their own position from that of other authors. These functions depend on tense, modality, reporting verbs, connectors, noun phrases, and other language features. The book's approach is valuable because many graduate students already possess substantial knowledge in their fields but struggle to express relationships among ideas in ways that sound academically appropriate. The issue is not always whether a sentence is grammatically possible, but whether it signals the intended level of caution, authority, or connection. By tying language to broader rhetorical objectives, Swales and Feek help students understand why certain forms are common in academic prose. This also prevents mechanical imitation of academic style. The goal is not to make writing more complex for its own sake, but to make language choices more purposeful and reader-oriented. Lastly, positioning the graduate writer as a junior scholar. The book repeatedly addresses a challenge that is intellectual as much as linguistic graduate students must learn how to position themselves as junior scholars. This involves balancing respect for established research with the need to make a contribution. Many novice academic writers either defer too much, producing texts that merely report what others have said, or assert too strongly without sufficient support. Swales and Feek guide students toward a more calibrated academic stance. Writers must show familiarity with prior work, indicate gaps or limitations, and present their own claims with appropriate evidence and caution. This process is central to graduate education because academic writing is also a form of identity formation. Students learn what it means to speak within a field, adopt its standards of evidence, and participate in its debates. The book's usefulness lies in making this transition explicit. Rather than assuming students will absorb scholarly conventions by exposure alone, it provides tasks and explanations that reveal how academic authority is constructed. The result is a practical framework for moving from student writing toward professional scholarly communication. In conclusion, Academic Writing for Graduate Students is best suited for graduate students, advanced undergraduates preparing for research, international scholars writing in English, and instructors in English for academic purposes programs. Readers who already have subject knowledge but need clearer control over academic genres will benefit most. The book offers practical gains in summarizing, critiquing, organizing claims, understanding audience expectations, and choosing language that supports rhetorical purpose. Its intellectual benefit is equally important. It teaches students to see academic writing as a pattern form of participation in scholarly communities. Compared with many general writing handbooks, it stands out because it does not reduce academic prose to grammar rules, style preferences, or universal formulas. It combines genre analysis, task-based practice, and language awareness in a way that reflects the actual complexity of graduate writing. It is also more specialized than introductory composition guides, since it assumes writers are engaging with research, sources, disciplinary conventions, and scholarly positioning. Some beginners may find it dense, but that density reflects its serious treatment of academic communication. Its enduring value comes from helping writers understand not only what to write, but why particular textual choices matter in advanced academic contexts. If you would like to support John M. Swales, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.